Legendary New York radio disc jockey Mr. Magic died on Friday at the age of 53. DJ Mr. Magic, born John Rivas, is credited with launching and hosting the first all-rap radio show in the U.S. WNYC's Janiyah Williams has this remembrance.
News of Mr. Magic's death hit the blogosphere last week. Rappers and fans Twittered their remembrances, and radio personalities paid tribute to the man who they called a pioneer. DJ Mr. C of Hot 97 dedicated his Saturday show to Mr. Magic, recalling his larger-than-life personality.
Magic will walk in a room, and he'll be like, "You don't know who I am?
Exactly.
You don't know who I am? I'm super rocking Mr. Magic." He would say it just like that.
Mr. Magic's radio show, Rap Attack, debuted in 1983 on the New York station WBLS. He started out on community radio in the late 1970s with a show called Mr. Magic's Disco Showcase. By that time, disco music was already giving way to new sounds like funk and hip-hop, and Mr. Magic would occasionally slip a rap song or breakbeat into the playlist. He gained a following, and WBLS offered him a late-night slot on the weekends.
Good evening to your super listeners. How you doing tonight, all your fly guys and fly girls? Welcome once again to the world-famous Mr. Magic Rap Attack, and of course I am Sir Juice.
In those days, Rap Attack was the only place anyone could hear hip-hop music on commercial radio. And for a lot of young people who were infatuated with the music, the program was a watershed.
If you were living in New York in those late 80s, my age, you can trace your life back to Magic in probably two steps.
Wes Jackson runs a hip-hop-oriented website called Brooklyn Bodega and produces Brooklyn's annual hip-hop festival. He was just a teenager in the Bronx when he first heard Mr. Magic.
If you wanted to listen to hip-hop, you had to turn on Mr. Magic. You had one choice. He was the beginning and the end. That was the only game in town for a long time.
Before long, for young people who were into hip-hop, weekend nights belonged to Mr. Magic.
The world-famous Mr. Magic Rap Attack presents a world premiere.
When I was young, we would be running around, getting in trouble, playing ball, chasing girls. But at 9 o'clock, everybody left. You all went upstairs. You sat in front of the radio, and you taped. He controlled your social life. If you go to anybody, 32 to now like 40 crowd, yeah, that's what you did. If you loved hip-hop, that's what you did.
Young people shared their tapes of the radio show by mailing them to relatives and friends in other cities and even other countries. Wes Jackson recalls that back then, budding hip-hop connoisseurs from as far away as Japan and Germany would listen to Mr. Magic on cassette tapes sent from New York. Closer to home, Mr. Magic had an on-air, cross-borough rivalry with DJ Red Alert at Kiss FM across town. The battle was over the true origins of hip-hop. Mr. Magic's Juice Crew released The Bridge, proclaiming hip-hop's beginnings were in Queensbridge. In response, Red Alert and his Boogie Down Productions crew fired back with South Bronx and The Bridge is Over, claiming that the South Bronx deserved the title.
The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Bye-bye. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hey, hey, hey. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Bye-bye.
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx. South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
It was one of the longest running battles in hip-hop history, and when it was all said and done, it had created about a dozen classic songs. Hip-hop blogger Wes Jackson compares Mr. Magic to Jackie Robinson.
He was the one who could succeed in a corporate structure. And he went in there and he took his confidence and his swagger and his skills and he kicked the door open for everybody.
And on his tribute show, Hot 97's Mr. C said that every hip-hop DJ working in commercial radio is standing on the shoulders of Mr. Magic.
Say a prayer for the legendary Mr. Magic today. Because if it wasn't for him, none of us, I don't care, none of us would be on the box doing what we do. It all comes back to him. He's the one that made it happen for hip-hop to be played on commercial radio. Rest in peace to Mr. Magic, man.
In the end, Mr. Magic's memory will live on in the music he helped to make famous.
Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
Mr. Magic, things are getting tragic. Now we own some new stuff
to have it. I miss Mr. Magic, versatile. My style switches like.
For WNYC, I'm Janiyah Williams.
I'm an intellectual, a rap, I'm a professional, and that's no question, yo. These are the lyrics of the man. You can't never understand, cause in the streets I'm well known like the number man. Am I in place with the bass and format? Explore rap. And tell me Nas ain't all that. And next time I rhyme, I'll be foul.
trials again, say I'm wow. I need a rhyme, fight his rhyme. Stay tuned, I assume the real rap comes at halftime. Song every afternoon, I kick half the tune, and in the darkness, I'm heartless like when the knocks hit. Word to Marcus Garvey, your heartless sparked it. Cause when I blast up, that's my word. I be slaying them fast, doing this, that, and the third. But chill.